This coming year will be very challenging. It will be a year that will continue to demonstrate the inability of leaders in government, commerce and religion in preparing humanity for the future. You will see the failure of leadership here, and in some cases outright corruption. You will see incompetence. You will see dishonesty. You will see foolish idealism and a constant reference to the past. What leaders are failing to see is that humanity is moving into a very different kind of world. A world where growth and expansion will be limited by nature itself. A world where the fundamental needs of people everywhere will become ever more accentuated and ever more pressing. It is a time of greater turbulence and upheaval. A time where the human need will grow and become more dire and more demanding. It is a time not to fulfill oneself, but instead to contribute to a changing world. It is this spirit of contribution to humanity and to the world itself that will engender a deeper resonance with life and a greater recognition of your strengths and your abilities. But to find these strengths and these abilities, you must prepare. For you are unprepared for the new world. You are unprepared to face a world of declining resources and environmental instability. A world where a growing humanity will have to drink from a slowly diminishing well. It is a time for human courage, human contribution, and great self-confidence. Human leadership will prove to be inadequate, and many of the ideas from the past will prove to be not only inadequate, but actually dangerous in terms of the new world. Here you must not lose heart, for God has given you a greater strength and a greater courage, and these are the times in which this strength and courage must be called upon, must be relied upon, and must be applied. How you live, where you live, who you are associated with, how you use the resources of the world will all become increasingly significant and will require a set of re-evaluations and changes in one's life that many people will find very difficult to consider. You will see much failure. You will see much corruption. You will see much delusion and delusionary thinking in the times to come. But within you there is a deeper knowing that you are in the world for a purpose, that you are sent here to accomplish something specific, in concert with certain people, and that this greater purpose is not reflected in your wishes, your wants, and your desires to any great degree at all. It is a deeper and more powerful reality within you. And it is the strength of knowledge that you must come to rely upon increasingly as the world outside becomes more turbulent and more uncertain. Here you bring a greater certainty into the world, and this certainty will be of immense value to other people, who will grow more fearful and more anxious in the coming time. The miracle in adversity here is that it calls for a greater strength within you and within others. It is this strength that will enable you to navigate the difficult and uncertain times ahead. And it is this strength that will give you a greater sense of purpose and meaning in the world, and a greater feeling of association with others. It is a time that will call upon your strength and will reveal to you all the things that call upon your weakness. This coming year will reveal your weaknesses, your uncertainty, your lack of confidence, your judgments and condemnation of others. It will show you the weakness of your position, the shallowness of your assumptions. Yet this year will call upon a deeper strength that lives within you, that is waiting to be called upon, that is here to guide you, to protect you, and to lead you to a greater life in a changing world. The times to come will either be terrifying or reassuring, depending on how you view them and what aspect of yourself you are identifying with and want to support. To your weakness, the coming times will seem threatening and unsettling. But to your strength, the coming times reveal the fulfillment of your purpose in the world. For you have come into the world to live in these times and to contribute to the human family in a time of great difficulty and need. Your contribution is not what you think here. It is not reflected in your passions and your ideas necessarily. It will be called forth from you by the world itself, by certain situations that will speak directly to you. A greater purpose will be called out of you, for you cannot call it out of yourself. But for this to happen, you must be in the world, and you must face the world, and you must accept the world as it is, and not as you want it to be. For with acceptance comes love, and with love comes service, contribution. You cannot love a world you cannot accept. But acceptance does not mean approval. It means instead an acknowledgement of what reality is at this moment. And this gives you an idea of where to begin to reevaluate your life and to discern what in the world is calling upon you individually. For you have a greater engagement with life. This time. And you have been looking for this greater engagement in all of your search for relationships and for meaning and purpose. The times now are coming when your greater gifts will be called from you, called out of you, and you will feel an inner calling, and increasingly a feeling that you must find and fulfill the greater purpose that has brought you here at this time. Not everyone will feel this way, but that is not your concern. It is your calling you must respond to. It is your responsibility, your ability to respond that is important now. Nations are driving themselves into greater desperation. And the leaders of nations will insist that humanity continue to overuse the world and to demand more from the world. Greater growth, greater expansion, greater utilization. And this approach, though understandable, is incorrect in preparing for the new world. Its ideas are perhaps noble, in the purest sense, but they are incomplete. For you will be facing a world to which you must adapt increasingly. Your technology cannot overpower the forces of nature at this level. And greater care will have to be given to the acquisition and the use of resources, and to the distribution of resources. For the human need will demand this. Therefore, you must look to knowledge within yourself and in other people to see humanity's real strengths and real capabilities. Without this focus and emphasis, the events to come will be immensely discouraging and disorienting. And you will expect and demand your leaders, in all cases, to meet the great need. But the great need will seem to overwhelm their capabilities and even their wisdom. This is the time to follow the greater powers that God has given you, to learn to take the steps to knowledge, to learn to still the mind, which will be ever increasingly turbulent and anxious, to hear and to feel the power and the movement of knowledge within you. In the face of adversity, you must choose your strength and not your weakness. You must find this strength and distinguish it from your ideas, beliefs, and habits, and experience it repeatedly so that you realize how distinct it is from your ideas and your ambition, to gain the confidence to follow it, even when you yourself are very unsure. This is a time of great travail for the human family, but it is also a time of great promise and accomplishment. For it is under these difficult circumstances, in a declining world, that humanity will be able to gain the strength and the determination to build a new foundation, a more equitable foundation, a more united humanity. For cooperation will become essential. And over time, this will take precedence over tribal and historical differences and contentions. Everyone will need everyone to make it in the future. But knowledge will be your strength and your power. And even in the face of hopelessness, you will see a way. You will find your way. And you will be a strength and a light unto others who cannot see and who cannot find their way. This is difficult to understand, primarily because you do not know really why you're in the world, and who you are, and what you are, and where you have come from, and where you are bound to go. Your life is based upon assumptions and a projection from the past. But these assumptions and these projections do not account for your greater nature and your greater purpose in the world. And so, when this message from the Creator is given to you, it seems confusing, or perhaps you take issue with it, because it stands in contrast to your beliefs and assumptions, and primarily in contrast to your awareness of yourself. That is why it is confusing, because the greater truth does not represent necessarily your own priorities. And if you can feel the power of this message and resonate with its core truth, then you will feel some confusion and you will have many unanswered questions. But this is primarily because there needs to be a real shift within you, a shift of allegiance from your ideas and your assumptions and your own social conditioning to the greater power and the presence that is within you. A power and presence that is not afraid of the world, that is not consumed with the fear of loss, a power that is not insecure, a power that is not dependent upon consensus with others, or the current beliefs in myths of human thinking. So in the transition from your old life to a new life, there is confusion, because you are shifting your allegiance internally, and your awareness is taking in a greater understanding and comprehension. Allow for this confusion to take place. Give yourself the confidence that you're undergoing a fundamental and necessary preparation within yourself. It is not enough to simply try to prepare on the outside, for you do not know what you are preparing for. And the purpose of life is not merely to protect yourself against the shifting sands of life, for you're here for a greater purpose, and your preparation ultimately is for this. For this is what you are looking for. This is the deeper need of your soul, and this will bring to you the relationships and the work and the purpose and the certainty that you have tried to find in everything else. Difficult times reveal people's greater strengths. In a time of pleasant assumptions and personal indulgence, you will not feel the need to know the greater strength and the greater current of your life. Now you are facing a world in decline. You are facing a world of limitations, a world of increasing need and demand. This will require a shift in your awareness and a reevaluation of your beliefs and your goals and ambitions. Even traditional spiritual thinking will have to undergo a kind of revolution here. God has sent a new message into the world to strengthen humanity, to bring you to the power and the presence of knowledge, to warn you of the great waves of change that are coming, and your encounter with a universe full of intelligent life. God has never sent a message like this into the world, for it was not needed. But now it is needed, for without it you will not have the vision to see what is coming over the horizon. And you will not fully realize your greater strength and purpose. Be thankful then that you are amongst the first to receive this new revelation. And have confidence that knowledge within you will emerge in these difficult times as you call upon it and learn to rely upon it increasingly. And feel assured that you have come to the right place at the right time, under the right circumstances, for your greater purpose to be realized and to be fulfilled. This then is the blessing that the world you face who gives you a greater life, a life of purpose, meaning, and direction, a life where authentic and deep relationships will become not only a possibility, but a real necessity in your life. Take heart that you are living at a time of revelation, where a new understanding is being given to the human family, to strengthen it and to prepare it to face and to succeed in a new world. Be thankful that knowledge is alive within you and that you have gained the freedom to respond to its calling. Be grateful for all that you have and all that you may be able to give. And be grateful that you have not been forgotten by God. For God is calling for you now to respond to knowledge within yourself and to receive the new revelation of our humanity. As you look ahead into this new year, you will see the great need for this. And you will see that it is the right message for humanity, and that it has come at just the right time.